It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, everyone. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com, and we have a special deal for you from GoPSURV.com. For the first two games of the 2019 season, that's the opener versus Idaho and the second game with Buffalo, you buy an RV for either game and you get a second one free for the same game. That's right. You can invite more friends, twice as much family. You can have a whole bunch of fun. And to go with the buy one, get one free deal, you get a 409 tailgate club meal for everybody in your party. The deal's good through the end of June and would make a great Father's Day gift. Visit GoPSURV.com or reach out to Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for this great deal. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience.
Yeah, I like Ross's idea from last week. Just put your family in one and you keep the other one, and just everyone has a great
right.
time.
You have a family one and then you have a party wagon.
Yeah.
Has your wife heard that yet? Or
what's that? No.
Okay.
She doesn't listen to anything I do.
Oof.
She hates my voice. Dude, can we get to the kids?
Yeah, let's go.
Let me just tell you this, okay? Are you going to give the other kids?
Yes.
The other guys we've done so far, or do you want me to do it?
I'll let you do that.
Okay, so far, we've had Anthony Wiggin, Joseph Darkwa, TJ Jones, Daquan Hardy, Noah Kane, Smith Vilbert, Marquise Wilson, Kaleem Wormley, Keaton Ellis, Joey Porter, Devon Ellis, Jaquan Brisker, John Dunmore, Brenton Strange, Taquan Roberson, Hakeem Beeman, Tyler Rudolph, and Michael Johnson. We are down to the final five. And we're going to do three today. And you know how I give the whole spiel about they're all good, blah, blah, blah. You know, I got to rank them somewhere. Let me just tell you, these freaking guys are top five for a reason.
Yeah.
I nailed it with these guys. and or potentially after I watch Brandon Smith and Caden Wallace again, maybe I should have these guys higher. In my mind, there is a noticeable difference between these guys and some of the guys at the bottom. Now, some of these guys won't pan out. Some of the guys at the bottom will. But I'm very excited to talk about these guys. I watched them again. It had been a while. Absolute studs. Go ahead. Team
all
me
right,
up.
Let's start with number five, running back Devin Ford, 5'11", 195-pound four-star from North Stafford High School in Stafford, Virginia. Number five ranked running back in the 2019 class in the country. Number two player out of Virginia. Number 79 overall nationally. And he's slated to arrive at Penn State this weekend.
And this kid is unbelievable. I'm just telling you, I don't care what anybody says or what school they went to. This kid is a lot better than Noah Kane. He just is. I'm sorry. Noah Kane might be more ready now, and Noah Kane might have a game more conducive to being able to play right away for what Penn State needs. This kid is unbelievable. So first of all, he's a better – who have been their other running back prospects better? He's a better prospect than Ricky Slade was.
Okay.
I agree.
I would say he's comparable to Miles Sanders, but better.
Barkley.
Well, I didn't rank Barkley as high as I should have. You guys never let me hear the end of it. I'm just going on high school video. I would say to the listeners, okay, it's this easy. You Google Devin Ford huddle. Google Noah Kane huddle. You guys can watch the same thing I watch. I dare any of you to watch those two videos and tell me you think Noah Kane is a better prospect. Now, he played much better competition. That's important to note. But Devin Ford, first of all, has unbelievably sweet feet. Like, he's in the hole and it's boom, 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 boom. Like, his feet are so silky smooth. Then he is fast as hell.
That's what I
mean, he is fast.
Like, fast.
He makes dudes look bad. Now, I'm sure IMG was playing like these all-star Florida teams or whatever, but Devin Ford obliterates angles. Like, he's awesome. Okay, then I'm just telling you right now, they put him at receiver. I'm not kidding when I tell you that Devin Ford is a Division I running back. He's a Division I wide receiver. He's a Division I safety. He's Division I corner. He might even be a Division I outside linebacker. His video, when I watched it the last time, was just him playing running back. They let him play defense this year, and they rotated in like he had some offensive plays, some defensive plays. Dude, his defensive plays. So, first of all, he's flying all over the field, batting passes down, making interceptions. He is a killer as a hitter. I mean, these poor kids are running like sweep outside. Here comes Devin Ford with rocket boosters up his butt, flying and knocking kids out. They put him at receiver. He's running out and ups past people. He's running deep posts. I mean, he is awesome. I mean, and there might be four guys better than him, but he is awesome. He's their best running back prospect I've seen. I think I've seen.
So I'm just saying, in your mind, he is a five-star talent.
He's
not a four-star.
I don't know how if Miles Sanders was five-star, Devin Ford's five-star.
I mean, I was jokingly going to say, who are the four players that are better than him in Penn State's class? But you've already addressed it. You just really like the kid as much as you like the other guys.
I love him. No, like he could be number one in the class. He is really, really good. I mean, just watch him. Watch his highlight. You know, we say it every week. There's a difference between senior video and junior video. Junior video, you guys know I really liked him. I ranked him number 5 on junior video. Now that I've watched the senior video, he is unbelievable. Every position he plays, he's awesome. I mean, he is. Okay, enough said. You got to do your deal, Andy.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Don't miss your chance for the best tailgating experience in Happy Valley. For more information, contact Mark at GoPSURV.com at 1-800-519-8467.
Love GoPSURV almost as much as I love Devin Ford. Let me make one point that I think is important. Redshirting him would be a waste of time. He looks like a 3-year, maybe 4-year guy at Penn State. Kind of like Miles Sanders. They should not even think about redshirting him. I'd be surprised if Journey Brown's better than him. I'd be surprised if Noah Kane is better than him. I would not be surprised if Devin Ford is the second running back. Not being there for spring ball hurts, but I like him a lot.
All right, number 4, defensive end, Adisa Isaac, 6'4", 232 pounds. He's up 12 pounds. He's a 4-star from Brooklyn, New York. Number 4 ranked DN in the country, number 1 player from New York, and he's inside the top 100 nationally at number 92. He was a January enrollee. That's where he gained the 12 pounds.
Not a whole lot of buzz from him spring ball, though, right?
Or yeah, was James there? Talked real – he said at the conclusion of spring that – he's a guy that really flashes, but he's still trying to figure things out. But he does things 100 miles an hour, and he really likes that about him.
Yeah, he has really good takeoff. He looks like what you want your DNs to look like. He looks like, you know, Etor and Sharif Miller and those guys. But he's playing in, like, the City League in New York.
Right.
So I think he's probably going to be real raw, especially when it comes to playing the run, playing double teams. Because a lot of times, he's just kind of going. I mean, he's just kind of going. And some of the kids he went against were so bad, I can't believe they start for high school football teams. I mean, there's one kid, 60-whatever, for this one team. Oh, my gosh. But he's got really good get-off. He's tenacious, chases quarterbacks down, got a good body size type to him, nice build, knows how to come in and strip the ball. You can tell he's feisty and fiery. I really like Adisa Isaac. I think I'd probably have Devin Ford higher than him. But between Adisa Isaac and Hakeem Beeman, those are two. And I think Smith Vilbert has a chance and Darkwell has a chance. But Isaac and Beeman are two really good D linemen in this class for them to build around.
Strong redshirt candidate, don't you think, with the position depth?
Yes.
All right, yep. Number 3, outside linebacker Lance Dixon, 6'2", 213-pound 4-star from West Bloomfield High School in Bloomfield, Michigan. January enrollee is the number 9 outside linebacker in his class. He's ranked as the number 5 player overall coming out of Michigan and number 179 in the country. He gained 13 pounds during as an early enrollee.
A couple things here. Number one, I think it's important that we note that he's from Michigan.
Yes.
Penn State hasn't been great against Michigan State. And we bemoan the fact when Penn State loses Pennsylvania kids and even like Maryland kids, and rightfully so. But you have to acknowledge the flip side. Penn State lost a Central PA kid, Andre White, from Harrisburg High to go Texas A&M. I'd rather have Lance Dixon. Lance Dixon is unbelievable. He really is. Like, you know who he reminds me of? He is a better, on high school video, he's a better Manny Bowen. Remember how much I love Manny Bowen's high school video?
You did.
Lance Dixon's a better Manny Bowen. He plays wide receiver, and they throw him wide receiver screens. He runs deep posts. He's a Division I wide receiver. And really, if you want to beat Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State, your DNs are like high school running backs. Your linebackers are high school wide receivers. Like, that's the speed quotient that you want. That's the athleticism. Mm-hmm. He has cat-like quickness. He was the fastest player on the field of every game I watched, every highlight he was on. Tremendous blitzer. I mean, these quarterbacks are trying to run away from him. He hunts them down like a dog. I mean, he hawks them down. He's awesome. So I think, you know, Ford and Brandon Smith, poor Virginia. Poor UVA and Virginia Tech. Now, they're not. We don't look at them as the same level as Michigan and Ohio State and stuff like that, that Penn State should be recruiting on. But if Virginia or Virginia Tech just got the kids in their own state, they would really, really be good. But Lance Dixon is exactly what you're looking for from outside linebackers in college football today. He would play at Clemson. He would play at Alabama. He's going to play for Penn State. He's going to play early. I guess they said in spring ball, you know, figuring some things out. But he's got the coverage skills, cat-like quickness. I mean, you just don't see linebackers, you know, dusting high school cornerbacks on deep posts at 6'2", 215. Right. I mean, he looks like a Division I wide receiver. That's what he looks like, and that's what you're looking for.
Is he the future of the star position at Penn State, or is he just a pure linebacker? You know, like, Koa, they tried to do some things with Koa, but this sounds like it's a much better athlete.
I think he could do that. I actually think the future of the star position is like a safety that is like Jaquan Brisker.
But it sounds like he's so athletic. I'm sorry.
You're right. No, you're right. He was really fun to watch. I'm excited to watch 1 and 2 for next week. Brandon Smith and Caden Wallace. You better be good, dudes. You better have improved for senior year, because I'm telling you right now, Devin Ford and Lance Dixon are coming.
All right, that's it for quarter two from the Labatt Studio. Ask Ross is next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.